Weekend outlook. Record heat, fire awareness, and the fair. A subtropical moisture surge will bring warmer than average and more humid than typical conditions to the region through the weekend. Friday highs are expected to reach 72 to 82 degrees at the coast, 80 to 92 degrees inland, including the Santee area, 84 to 95 degrees in the mountains, and 106 to 110 degrees in the desert. Morning lows will only cool to the mid-60s in most areas, potentially setting record-high minimum temperatures for the date. A slight chance of sprinkles or stray showers exists, particularly in the mountains. Saturday turns sunny and hotter as the subtropical surge peaks, with coastal highs near 77 degrees and mid-80s to low 90s expected for inland valleys. The combination of heat, lower humidity as the weekend progresses, and dry vegetation will sustain elevated fire weather conditions across inland and mountain areas. Given the early start to fire season and the two significant blazes already recorded this year, residents in fire-prone communities are urged to remain alert. The San Diego County Fair continues its Once Upon a Fair theme through July 5th at Del Mar Fairgrounds. Friday admission is $20 in advance or $25 at the door for adults, with children 5 and under free every day, and youth ages 6 to 12 free on Fridays. The Santee Teen Center opens for summer programming today, and the city's summer concert series continues next Thursday with Journeyman, a Journey tribute band, performing at Town Center Community Park East from 6:30 to 8 p.m. June 20th brings the annual Santee Firefighters Fishing Derby and a community swim day, while June 21st features a patriotic mural mosaic painting event tied to America's 250th anniversary celebration. On the diamond, the Padres begin a 9-game road trip tonight at Baltimore, with first pitch at 7:05 p.m. Pacific time. Griffin Canning starts against Shane Baz for San Diego, which stands 35-30-32 and second in the NL West. The road trip follows Fernando Tatis Jr.'s walk-off home run Wednesday, which ended a 238 at-bat homer drought.